55-year-old Anne Emerson of Madison planned to travel, do some gardening, and read away her golden years. But after her father, Rudy Skovronik, died of heart problems 4 years ago, life went down a new, unsettling course.
You could see it in her eyes. She was frightened that she was losing her mind.
Anne's mother, Elizabeth, was acting strangely, something that didn't escape relatives or doctors.
She just could not be left alone at all. She would lock herself out of the house. She was having trouble already writing her name. She couldn't do a lot of the cognitive skills that they expected of her.
Elizabeth survived Germany's destruction during World War II. She weathered losing a daughter to a brain tumor a few years after the war. For the generally chipper and wisecracking elder, the onset of Alzheimer's marked a new and final challenge in her life. Elizabeth has since moved in with her daughter Anne and entered an adult daycare. Grabbing her keys and calling the dog to the garage, Anne gets ready to pick her mother up.
Should we go get Oma? Come on, let's go get Oma.
In the car, Anne says her kitchen remodeling business and housekeeping have suffered since taking in Elizabeth. Normally a meticulous cleaner, Anne's let piles of paperwork and family keepsakes fill the living room. She also bathes and dresses her mother and has the aches and pains to prove it.
But I appreciate what she's done for me, and it's just made me slow down and take a different look at life. And she is so sweet. She just gives me hugs and tells me how much she loves me, and I don't know how long she's going to live, so each day I'm happy that I still have her.
At St. Mary's Hospital, Anne finds her mother at the entrance. A stocky woman with curly hair and a funny bone, Elizabeth takes her medication, while Nurse Denise Hemling goads her on.
Drink your water.
You little devil.
I know. Learned it all from you, dear.
Das Wasser schmeckt gut. Vodka schmeckt besser.
Oscar the dachshund yips excitedly as the woman approached the car. Nurse Hemling says Elizabeth had a good day.
She made a little strawberry pin, played volleyball. She had her bath today, and she had her hair done and her nails done. She had exercise today.
Oscar scampers into Elizabeth's arms while Anne drives home. The nightly routine has Elizabeth taking a short nap while listening to music. Her favorite singer is Marlene Dietrich, the wartime German torch singer.
She was beautiful.
Did you try to put on the makeup like her, too? Oma got mad at you.
Oh, yeah. And she saw me. She spanked me. No makeup.
Vor der Kaserne, vor dem großen Tor.
At home, Elizabeth sleeps, while Anne and her husband, Steve, prepare dinner.
We're going to do sesame ginger and teriyaki and pork chops.
Steve says having his mother-in-law here isn't an issue. He recalls what friends told the couple when they first mentioned taking her in.
We would have no life, and that's not true. We enjoy her. We have a good time.
Unlike many Alzheimer's victims, Elizabeth has kept much of her personality. So far, drugs help, though they've made her gain weight. And if left alone, she simply sits and stares. Anne says she doesn't draw attention to her constant caretaking of Elizabeth.
My mom enjoyed life, and if she knew how dependent she is on me, she wouldn't be happy. But yet, she is happy. We have many pleasant activities.
People need to realize that it's a big commitment. It can be extremely difficult and very isolating.
Kathy Kehoe is the Alzheimer's service developer for the Wisconsin Bureau of Aging and Long-Term Care Resources. She says families like Anne and Steve's are good to set up routines to keep Alzheimer's victims from drifting into confusion or fear.
The more familiar something is, the easier it is for a person with memory difficulties to adapt to change and to feel comfortable and safe.
Awake from her nap, Elizabeth cuddles Oscar, who keeps everyone else at bay. Anne helps her mother downstairs, keeping the dachshund from running underfoot. Anne says she'll keep Elizabeth at home as long as possible.
This way, she's never alone. Sometimes people say something happens, it happens, but if I can prevent it, I'm also happy.
Anne says her mother once fell in the middle of the night and had to be hospitalized for 9 days. Out of her normal surroundings, Elizabeth became disoriented and started hallucinating. Since then, Anne's moved a fold-up bed into her mother's bedroom to keep her from wandering at night. Anne says Elizabeth has forgotten many acquaintances and hasn't mentioned her husband for some time. A few years ago, they visited old friends in Germany.
Some of the relatives, even, she hadn't seen because they were behind the Iron Curtain since 1945. As we left some of these people, she didn't remember 5 minutes later that we were even there. Everything is in the moment with her, so we don't talk about what happened 5 minutes ago. We have to try to keep her feeling successful.
Let's call it a day.
Tonight, the mood is jovial. Elizabeth and her son-in-law, Steve, talk about their shared nightly ritual, a bedtime shot of Jägermeister.
How long has that been a tradition?
Pretty much since she's been here.
Alcohol?
Oh, come on.
You can drink this stuff.
Under this lighthearted scene lies the troubling fact that Anne's grandmother also suffered and died from Alzheimer's. Research suggests a cure for the ailment is still many years away. Anne says she's afraid that she too will soon suffer its effects, a concern that hits deep whenever she forgets something or struggles to answer a question. But for now, she focuses on Elizabeth's needs the best she can.
There's a real reward that I get when my mom smiles at me, when she gives us a hug. It's something that we'll never regret. Don't underestimate what you can do for your own parents.
Brian Bull, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Let's call it a day.